AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Dallas Police Chief David Brown says SWAT team snipers have shot and possibly killed a man suspected of opening fire on police headquarters early this morning. Brown says earlier reports of at least four gunmen involved in the attack are probably not true.
This one suspect shot from different parts of the fronts of headquarters, and witnesses may have seen different views of the same suspect shooting from various locations.
The police were able to disable an armored van in a suburban parking lot, and Brown says, fearing that the man was going to set off explosives he claimed to have inside the van, he was shot.
Our SWAT snipers shot at the suspect in Wilma Hutchins through the front windshield, through the front windshield of the van, striking the suspect.
A bag containing at least one pipe bomb blew up when it was picked up by a bomb squad robot at police headquarters. A massive police hunt continues for two escaped murderers. A woman who was accused of helping them break out of jail is in jail.
51-year-old Joyce Mitchell didn't speak in court. Her hands were cuffed in front of her and she looked frightened. The judge read the charges against her.
Misdemeanor criminal facilitation in the fourth degree and felony promoting prison contraband.
Mitchell entered a not guilty plea and is ordered held on $100,000 cash bail.
Defendant will be remanded.
She's accused of befriending the two convicted killers, although the prosecutor says she didn't supply tools that helped them cut their way out of cell walls and pipes. Mitchell's family has defended her, saying she'd never do anything to help an escape. She's due back in court Monday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A woman is dead at an Iowa mall after a man opened fire near the food court last night, sending customers scrambling for cover. Police arrested the shooting suspect during a traffic stop about 50 miles away. This is AP Radio News. Six detainees, including three who were thought to have been bodyguards for Osama bin Laden, have been freed from Guantanamo and sent to Oman. Shirley Smith with more.
The transfer is the first movement of detainees out of the U.S. prison for terrorism suspects in 5 months, and it comes as Congress considers restricting transfers. Guantanamo's population is now down to 116. The latest move means President Obama has now transferred more than half of the 242 detainees who were at Guantanamo when he was sworn into office after campaigning on a promise to close it. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Militants have killed at least 20 police officers in Afghanistan's volatile Helmand province. An Afghan official says the Taliban ambushed those checkpoints. The official adds that the continuing attack has wounded 10 police officers, and the attackers also seem to have suffered high casualties. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.